ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 23. Reviewing your choices is impossible without first reviewing Japanese particles no and to.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com へ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは。頑張って助詞を勉強しましょう。
Please join us as we study Japanese particles. In the last lesson, we reviewed the three particles え、に、and で。
Right. For example, 私は一人で東京へ買い物に行きました。
Literally, I, by myself, to Tokyo, for shopping, went. Of course, it means, I went to Tokyo to go shopping by myself.
はい。
So what particles are we reviewing in this lesson?
In this lesson, we'll review the usage of particles の and と。
The dialogue is between a teacher and a student, right?
はい、そうです。Right. 佐藤恵子さんとカオルさんです。
Keiko Sato and Kaoru. Where does this conversation take place?
Keiko-san no uchi.
At Keiko's house.
はい。
So Kaoru went over to Keiko's place for dinner, and now she's helping Keiko in the kitchen. Basic and premium members, in the lesson notes, we have a more detailed explanation about the usage of particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
There are many examples and practice questions.
They're perfect for reviewing and checking what you'll learn in this lesson. So let's listen to the conversation.
先生、兄は後で来ると言っていました。
あら、そう。
手伝いましょうか？
じゃあ、その青いのを取って。
この青いお皿ですか？
そう、ありがとう。細くなりたいのはわかるけど、食べないのはダメよ。
はい、これからは運動しようと思います。
はじめまして、カオルの兄の鈴木ひろしと申します。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
先生、兄は後で来ると言っていました。
あら、そう。
手伝いましょうか？
じゃ、その、青いの、取って。
この、青い、お皿ですか？
そう、ありがとう。細く、なりたいのは、わかるけど、食べないのはダメよ。
はい。これからは運動しようと思います。
はじめまして。カオルの兄の鈴木ひろしと申します。
今度は英語が入ります。
先生、兄は後で来ると言っていました。
Miss Sato, my brother said he'd come by later.
あら、そう。
Oh, okay.
手伝いましょうか？
Can I help you with anything?
じゃあ、その青いのを取って。
Oh, well, can you pass me that blue one?
この青いお皿ですか？
This blue plate?
そう、ありがとう。
Yes, thanks.
細くなりたいのはわかるけど、食べないのはダメよ。
I understand you wanting to be thin, but not eating anything is not good.
はい、これからは運動しようと思います。
Okay, from now on I'll start exercising.
はじめまして、カオルの兄の鈴木ひろしと申します。
Nice to meet you. I'm Kaoru's older brother, Hiroshi Suzuki. This story continues from the previous episodes. If you remember, Kaoru went on an excessive diet that caused her to pass out. And then, Keiko invited Kaoru and her brother to dinner at her house.
So desu ne. It sounds like Kaoru is going to start exercising instead of dieting, since she said, これからは運動しようと思います。
From now on, I'll start exercising. Naomi-sensei,
はい。
よく運動しますか？
うん、そうですね。ジムに行きますね。I go to the gym.
Oh, do you? Like, how often?
一週間に2回。
So, twice a week.
はい。
That's really good, though. Really healthy.
そう。でも、本当は、一週間に3回行きたいです。
Ah, you'd like to go 3 times a week if you could. It's hard to find time though, isn't it?
ね、難しいですね。
I don't go to the gym personally, but I go out walking as much as I can.
あ、そうなんだ。散歩をするんですね。
はい。
あ、いいですね。
In this lesson, you review the usage of particles の and と. We'll also introduce you to the pronoun の, the nominalizer の, and the particle と used for quotes.
たくさんありますね。
It really is.
So, that's a lot.じゃあ、頑張りましょう。Let's get started.
Okay, the first particle we're going to review is の. The particle の is used between two nouns to show that the first noun possesses the second noun.
そうですね。For example, これは私の財布です。
This is my wallet.
We learned this in lesson 1.
私の is my or mine. Naomi の is Naomi's. So the の here is used to show possession.In lesson 3, we learned that の marks the category, origin, material, or attributes of the following noun. Let's hear some examples of that.
日本の車が好きです。
I like Japanese cars.
日本の車 is a Japanese car.
So this の marks the origin.
はい。And you can introduce yourself with your company's name using の.
Oh, how so?
例えば, for example,JapanesePod101.com のナオミです。I'm Naomi from JapanesePod101.com.
Oh, so this one is really useful.
はい。
So when you introduce yourself in a business setting, you can say your company's name followed by の and then your own name. For example, if I were to introduce myself, I could say, はじめまして、イノベーティブランゲージラーニングのジェシーです。I'm Jessie from Innovative Language Learning.
はい。そうです。Right. In lesson 4,We learned that の is used to make a colloquial question. For example, どこに行くの?
Where are you going?
何をするの?
What are you going to do? So please notice that の is used after informal speech.
Next, we'll be looking at the usage of pronoun の.
Right. の can be used in place of a noun when it would sound repetitive to repeat it again. So it corresponds to one in English. But unlike one,No cannot be used by itself. So let's look at the sentence from the dialogue. Keiko said,
その青いの取って?
Pass me the blue one.
What she meant by 青いの is 青いお皿, blue plate.
She thought that what she was talking about was clear from the situation, so she replaced the noun お皿 with の.
Right. Imagine that you're at a flower shop and you're picking out tulips. Can I have a pink tulip and a yellow tulip?You would say,
ピンクのと黄色いのをください。
はい。
Okay. So next we're going to review the usage of の as a nominalizer. A nominalizer is a word that changes a verb or phrase into a noun. When a verb in informal speech is followed by の, that verb changes into a noun.
難しいですね。It sounds hard. Okay, let's illustrate it with some examples.車を運転する means
to drive a car.
If you want to say driving a car is fun, that would be 車を運転するのは楽しい.
Driving a car is fun. So please notice that the verb 運転する is followed by の. Now let's break down the sentence.
車を運転する
to drive a car.
の.
The particle の changing it into a noun. So,車を運転する becomes a noun, driving a car.
わ
Topic marker. So far we have, as for driving a car, and after that is?
楽しい
Fun. So all together,
車を運転するのは楽しい
As for driving a car, it's fun. Of course, it means driving a car is fun.
そうですね。
Okay, next let's review how to use と.
We learned the usage of と in lesson 8.
That's right. The particle と follows a noun and is the same as and, with, or in English.、
うん、
Can we hear a sample sentence where と means and?
はい。私はフランス語と中国語を勉強している。
I'm studying French and Chinese.
フランス語と中国語 means French and Chinese.
And how about the と meaning with?
私は妻とフランス語を勉強している。
I'm studying French with my wife.
妻と means with my wife.
And how about the と meaning or?
Okay.フランス語と中国語とどちらが難しいですか?
Which is more difficult, French or Chinese?
フランス語と中国語と means French or Chinese.
Lastly, we like to look at how と is used with quotes.
Basically, you add to the end of a quote. I think some of you are already familiar with this と.When you introduce yourself formally, you add と申しますto your name, right?
Right. 申す is to humbly say, and it's used when giving your name in a formal manner. So if your name were Peter Galante, you would say?
Peter Galante と申します。
My name is Peter Galante.
Of course, you can use this と with other verbs too. For example, such and such と言う
to say such and such.
And such と思う。
To think such and such. So, 助詞は難しいと思う。Can we say that?
そうですね。Particles are difficult, right?
Right.
Definitely.
In this lesson, you reviewed how to use の and と. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. I'll read a sentence in English. Your job is to choose the best translation from the choices provided. Are you ready? Here's the sentence. I'm Peter Galante from ABC Bank. 1.
ピーター・ギャランテの ABC 銀行と申します。2. ABC 銀行はピーター・ギャランテと申します。3. ABC 銀行のピーター・ギャランテと申します。
And the answer is?
3. ABC 銀行のピーター・ギャランテと申します。
The の as in ABC 銀行のExpresses attribution.
はい。
と、as in Peter Galante と申します, indicates a quote.
はい。
And in this case, it's used to introduce yourself formally. Let's look at the other choices. Choice 1.
Peter Galante の ABC 銀行と申します.
This means it's Peter Galante's ABC bank. Right? Yeah. So it's kind of backwards here.
Right.
How about choice 2?
ABC 銀行は Peter Galante と申します。This means ABC Bank is called Peter Galante.
So it doesn't match up with the English sentence at all.
No.
All right. Well, that's all for this lesson. Make sure that you review the lesson notes for a more detailed write-up about のand と.
このレッスンのレッスンノートを読んでくださいね.
Don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
We love getting comments.
Yes, we do. If you have a question, feedback, or just want to say hi, please stop by.
All you have to do is click on the comments.Enter your comment and name, and that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
Sensei, 兄は後で来ると言っていました。
あら、そう。
手伝いましょうか?
じゃあ、その青いのを取って。
この青いお皿ですか?
そう、ありがとう。細くなりたいのはわかるけど、食べないのはダメよ。
はい、これからは運動しようと思います。
はじめまして、カオルの兄の鈴木博士と申します。